What can a penguin teach us about how to have a healthy marriage? Or a fish? Or a frog? Well, more than you might think, says Suzanne Alexander. She's a Cleveland-based relationship coach whose latest book dispenses marriage advice through cartoons. It's called A Perfectly Funny Marriage, and she's with us in studio. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay, I'm looking at one here. There are hundreds of penguins standing around on a polar ice cap. I'm on page 4. One says to the other, "I'm trying to get over a previous relationship, but it's difficult when everyone I see reminds me of him."
That's one of my favorites.
Of course, they're all identical. They're penguins. I love it. What's the takeaway message there?
The takeaway message is the key statement at the top: resolve issues and heal from previous relationships. Take a look at where you've been. What is it that's gone on in your life that's interfered with relationships and them being successful and happy?
Just to clarify, you wrote the captions next to the cartoons, but
I did. You
selected the cartoons. You didn't write them.
We worked with 5 wonderful cartoonists. Some of them gave us cartoons that related to relationships, and then I customized statements to go along with the cartoons, so it was an interactive creative process.
Your other books on the subject of marriage are a bit more traditional. What made you make this departure to humor?
Our more serious books, people have often said to me, it's so much effort to go through and study and do everything there is to do with relationships. And I said, okay, fine, I can do a short book. I can do a humorous book, which also is a good fit for men. Men often tend to gravitate towards humor. They won't often read a complete relationship book, but they will read a humor book. And we wanted to go across the spectrum in appealing to both genders.
Your book was published about 9 months ago, but you've only begun to do some of the promotion behind it because your husband, shortly after the book was released, was diagnosed with a form of brain cancer.
We had this humor and marriage book just launching out into the market, and he received the word that he had a tumor initially. Later on, a few weeks later, it was deemed cancerous. And Craig and I tend to have difficulty generating humor within our marriage at times. We both tend to be rather serious. We therefore look to things like cartoons to generate humor in our relationship. We regularly cut cartoons out of the newspaper to share with each other and post them on the refrigerator. So cartoons has become a way for us to look at quirks and serious things, but with a humorous slant. We really encourage couples to look for moments of humor, to not take life so desperately seriously, to look for moments to lighten up. In the marriage education community, we say that couples who have fun together are much more likely to stay together.
Good advice, Suzanne Alexander. I really appreciate you coming down.
My pleasure.